going on.
I think, Jim, you need an agenda?
No, I'm good.
No, we all have them.
I'll go ahead, yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah, I need to look at it.
If there's any fine in there, I'll grab one.
You ready?
All right.
Next year's or this year's?
Yeah, next year's.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna call the regular meeting one of the Spotted Arrow Township Board of Commissioners to order. It is November 3rd, 2021. I'm gonna ask that everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, thank you, everyone. Please proceed. Is mine on? Testing. Good. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Commissioner Zubek?
Here.
Commissioner Warner?
Here.
Commissioner Ellis?
Here.
Vice President Bowder?
Here.
President Connolly?
Here.
Mr. President, we have quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Prior to tonight's meeting, there was no executive session. It's number five on the agenda, but in fact, there was no executive session at all tonight, which brings us to number six, visitors' requests and comments. If you have a request or comment, we ask that you come to the podium, state your name and address. It's a short agenda, and there also is a visitors' request and comments at number 10 this evening. So this is number six.
Back again. Charles Stoffer from Sunny Hill Lane up Lower Paxton Township. First off, I want to thank the board. I know I've been in for about the last three meetings. About the Humane Society, I wanted to bring you in with an update. Very interesting stuff has happened in the last month. First off, if I may ask, how many in the board have pets? I was wondering how you would feel on this. Since the last meeting, I did want to thank, and if the chief over here can mention, or the Lieutenant Stoffer, no relative of mine, has been very, very helpful to me. He's been checking into things. I have another envelope here for you to pass on to him. And I thank you very much for that. When I was here the last time, I had mentioned that they had removed the gravestones from the center of the cemetery and covered up the center with dirt. We became aware of this when Kendra Nichols, who did the story on ABC 27 under the investigators with my wife and I, Kendra had gotten in touch with us and asked us to see if we could find a marker for an elderly lady. We stopped over that Friday, as I had mentioned before, and when we got there is when the bulldozer was there doing the cover-up. My wife and I did not bother the lady on the bulldozer at that point. We didn't bother her at all, you'll see in a minute here. We then proceeded to find the stone for the lady. We cut the grass around it with a hedge trimmer, whatever. We did that with our pet stones also. By that time, the lady on the bulldozer had stopped to take a break. And we walked over to ask her if that was all the dirt she was going to be putting on. She said yes, because we were concerned about them coming over farther to the other third where our pets are buried and where this lady's pet was buried. The lady on the dozer, very, very nice to us. We just casually were talking to her, nothing tearing into her, whatever. And you'll see why I'm saying that in a moment. She proceeded to even tell us that she cried because she hated to do this, but it was her job. And like we told her, we could understand it's her job, she had to do it, but she was very upset herself that she had to do it. The reason I'm bringing this up, a lady from the Humane Society at that time, I don't know if I mentioned it before or not, came walking out while we were talking to the lady on the dozer. We only talked to the lady in the dozer maybe for 4, maybe 5 minutes at the most. And like I said, we didn't stop her. She was there taking a break. Lady from, young gal from the Humane Society walked out and she asked the lady at the dozer at that time, is everything okay? Lady in the dozer said yes. And I looked at the lady from the Humane Society and all I said to her was, apparently you know who we are. And she didn't say boo, she just sort of nodded. And at that time, we just mentioned to her casually, we did not yell at her. We just said that we were very concerned and upset and so on about what's happening. And I, as we walked away, I just said to that young lady that it's not very humane of what they're doing. Reason I bring this up, about a week and a half later, we received a letter delivered to our home via FedEx, cease and desist by the attorney for the Humane Society. It says in brief, we're not allowed to enter onto their property, except we can go to the cemetery. We were accosting the contractors and interrupting their work. We have been abusive, insulting, and intimidating to the Humane Society staff on several occasions. It went on to say, and the police have a copy of this letter, that they will call the police and have action taken if we violate any of this, and they will file criminal harassment charges against us. This is turning into a big cover-up. There's a lot of things going on that we only started with the cemetery, but there's a lot more that has to be investigated on this. First off, Ms. Yeager, who works over there, her remarks to my wife on one of the phone calls, and I think I brought this up in one of my comments here at the meeting, were that when we said, if they take our stones out and cover it up with dirt, we won't know where our pets are. Very sarcastic, she said, well, you know about where they are. We then said to her that, you know, we didn't want our stones removed. At that time, she said to my wife, well, you can have your stones. Very sarcastic like that. And then we said, well, we paid for those plots. Well, you can have your money back. This is the way we're being harassed and picked on. We have not been cruel to them or whatever. All I did on the phone one time to Ms. Yeager, I told her I'd like to address the board of directors. We have since that time also received a letter from the Humane Society saying to us in the next part, the third that our four pets are buried in, that they're going to remove the grave markers and headstones there. We have been informed by several people, customers of mine over here at Home Depot, some friends, acquaintances, people I work with over at Home Depot, that have called to the Humane Society to complain about what they're doing. They've been put into the voicemail. I don't know whose voicemail it is, with no return calls. So they're ignoring the whole thing. ABC 27 has been silenced. There was a follow-up, which there was a video of the dirt over there. There was a video taken of the elderly lady that had her stone she was concerned about. And I feel, first off, as I said, ABC 27 now, if you look in the web pages, they are one of the sponsors of several things with the Humane Society. And coming up on Saturday night, this Saturday night, is what they call their fur ball. $120 a person to go to that. It's one of their big fundraisers. Basically, we have found out from a lot of people that have contacted us, very reliable sources, that this director has been there about 17 years, and we just feel that she's running scared, and she's afraid of other things that are covered up being exposed. If you all know, they made improvements to that building, probably had to have a permit for that several years ago, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, something of that nature. And apparently, the dog shelter, we have found out, was supposed to be enclosed. What would you think if I told you that the dog shelter is not enclosed, the dogs are subject to the heat in the summer and the cold in the winter? Is this humane? It's basically a nonprofit in your township, and something should be investigated on this. I can't even go into some of the other things. I won't bring them up. There is a lot of other stuff. People have approached us on items that either have or have not taken place out there. And it's basically this director, I don't mean to point the finger, but it's the director that has power. If you can silence ABC 27 News, somebody has to get into this and find out more. And also being a nonprofit, I feel that it should be investigated when people donate money, people that have passed away. There's been some sizable donations. And when the dogs are left in the cold and the heat, that's not right either. Any questions? I'll keep you updated. I hate to keep coming bugging you guys, but We're trying different avenues ourselves, and like I said, Lieutenant Stoffer, I know, is investigating a few things now, and I wish him well in trying to find out. Some additional papers here I'll give you, Chief, and if there's anything else we come up with, I'll keep you updated on that. These are basically some papers additional to what I had given him or dropped off here the other day.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Do we have any additional? Yes, sir.
Mike Vanasevich, 1058 Dewey Street, Oberlin, township resident, 34 years, retired Bethlehem Steel, 38 years service. I'm here, I have some concerns. I have a list here of things that, I know it's early, that Mr. Tucky might do, okay, when he is elected into this office that you hold. And I don't know if it's rumor or if there's some truth behind it, but I'm giving you plenty of time to find out for me, okay? I'm going to read this list. Like I said, this is rumor, okay? You find out if there's any truth behind it. The first thing Mr. Tucky's going to do is fire the superintendent of the highway department. Number two, he's going to fire the fire chief. Then the fire marshal. He is going to reduce the size of the police force. Then he's going to eliminate the highway department and hire outside contractors to plow the roads, remove the leaves, pick up brush, sweep and street the streets, fix and repair the roads, store drains system. Like I said, I know it's early, but I'm giving you plenty of time to find out. Hopefully there's no truth behind this. But if that's his intentions, it is very bad. I am very pleased on the police departments, the highway department, and everything that's in place in this township right now. Thank you.
Thank you. And just to be clear,
what?
Mr. Tucky won an election. He will be seated in January.
Yeah.
On the board. So,
like I said,
I mean,
you guys have plenty of time to find out what his intentions are. And if it's true, I'd like to see it in the newsletter that goes around the township so everybody knows what's going on.
Okay, do we have any other visitors' requests or comments at this time?
Hi, Lisa Niter, 6140 Hocker Drive. I was just checking back to see if there's been a set date for a warehouse hearing.
Thanks, Lisa. No, not yet. The last information I gave you when we talked last is still the current information, which is during the week of December 13th, the court's expected to assign this to a panel for argument. We haven't gotten the word yet as to which precise day that week. In fact, I was trying to plan something that week, and I have to hold the whole week open because I don't know what day the argument will be.
Okay, so sometime that week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how I can let you know about that when I hear about it. Maybe if you would just get your email address to me or something, and when I do find it, if I have the notice, I can get it to you then.
Okay, thank
right.
you.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you. All right, we'll entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Motion.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, are there any negative votes? All right, the agenda is approved. We're up to a motion to approve the items, which looks like it's item letter A, on the consent agenda.
Motion.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Is there any discussion? Are there any negative votes? All right, the motion to approve the one item for the police internship and ride-along is approved unanimously. Next up is the consideration of the minutes from the regular meeting 2 on October 13th, 2021. If commissioners want to take a look at the minutes from October 13th, 2021, and when the first person is ready to make a motion, please do so.
Motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, are there any negative votes? All right, the minutes for the regular meeting 2, October 13th, 2021 are approved unanimously. Next up are the minutes for the budget meeting, October 19th, 2021. Same thing. First person that's ready to make the motion, please do so.
Motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, are there any negative votes? All right, the budget meeting of October 19th, 2021. Minutes are approved unanimously. We didn't get far from this topic. We are back to visitors' requests and comments. If anyone has a visitor's request and or comment at this time, I ask that you please come to the microphone. State your name and address.
Mary Klaus, 447 Pritchard Court. You know how in the township foyer, where you first walk in, I have a box that collects glasses. And the township's let me have it there for a couple years, and I get glasses from township residents to take to the third world countries where I'm a missionary nurse. Well, for the last 2 years, I haven't been able to go on my trips because everything kept getting canceled. But a couple weeks ago, I was able to go on a trip. It was my 53rd international mission. And this one was to northern Greece, where I was with a Christian medical mission team working at the Bulgarian border. And some of the glasses from Swatara Township helped people that were refugees from Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and even Congo to see again. And I just wanted to say thank you for letting me keep the box out there. It's just a little thing, and we put it in the newsletter at one time, but the township residents have been putting glasses there, and glasses people might just throw away now go to help poor refugees. Sometimes people see on TV hordes of refugees and think, oh my, they're bad people. And when you hear the stories individually, it just grips your heart of people that were just in their homes and someone came in and murdered people in their family and they ran and they walked for days, ended up in Greece and wanted to keep moving. And what happened was some of the countries closed the borders, so Greece got stuck with 1.3 million refugees. And so there's a lot of people there and they need help. And so I'm with a group that goes around to places in need and does clinics. In a couple weeks, I'm heading for the wilds of Cameroon, Africa, where I'll be taking more glasses from Swatara Township and others to help people to see. And it's a nice thing in our world where it doesn't cost anybody anything. It's some recycling that we can help other people. So thanks to the township for letting me do this.
Thank you, Mary, so much.
Mary, I have a question for you. So when you say glasses, just like, so if mine, if I needed
yes.
a new pair, okay.
Yes,
okay.
And I take, what we really use, especially in Africa, is sunglasses, but not the prescription kind,
okay.
Just regular sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I put them on, and I let everybody take one pair, and I even get a mirror at the dollar store, mm-hmm. and let everybody see themselves. Even the mirror's a big thing. Most people, you don't think about it. Like, we look in a mirror. They don't have mirrors in some of the places I go. They don't even know what they look like, and when they look in the mirror and see themselves, it's kind of a big deal. But anyway, if you any of you want to put glasses in the box, I will see that they get good, to a good use.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
What number of trip was that, Mary?
53.
God bless you.
All right, do we have any possible stormwater violations for investigation? Anybody have any possible stormwater violations in the township that we should investigate? This is something we ask every meeting. You don't have to report it now. If you have one, you can call the township during the normal business hours and report the location and what the violation is. All right, we're up to commissioners' requests and comments. Commissioner Varner?
No, I have nothing tonight, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Zubak?
Nothing at this time, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Ellis?
Yes, I just want to congratulate everyone that won their races last evening. Thank you to everyone that took the time to come out and vote. I have a couple updates for Public Works. PennDOT will be resurfacing approximately 3.66 miles of Chambers Hill Road. Should be beginning tomorrow. It might not be the road. They're doing something with ADA ramps as well around Penhar. And the work will take place between 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. So if you're traveling in that area, be careful. PennDOT is also aware of an issue with a short signal cycle at the intersection of Eisenhower Boulevard and Bass Pro Drive. They're working to correct that. That's an adaptive signal, and there will be more signals up and down Paxton Street and Derry Street that will be switched over. So whatever that issue is, eventually there might be a potential for that issue in the future with the other ones. Hopefully they'll have that figured out by the time they start doing the switching. And then Thursday, November 11th, Francis Cadden Parkway will be closed from 9 a.m. to noon in order to complete a final boom mowing, street sweeping, and to rehab a storm sewer inlet. So just everyone keep those things in mind, and I hope everyone has a good night and drive safe getting home.
Thank you. Vice President Bowder?
I have nothing to say.
Okay. I want to go back to say thank you, Mary. And the lobby area is getting a little crowded with goodwill opportunities. We now have a coat and blanket box out that Helping Harrisburg Families group is collecting newer, gently used coats and blankets. And I think we have our Toys for Tots box. Mm-hmm. There's a Toys for Tots box out there. Along with the glasses, and outside the door we have a green recycle bin where we've been collecting non-perishable foods, and since that's outside, that can be a drop-off 24 hours a day. The other ones, because of either the temperature, weather, or trying to keep the stuff dry, they're inside, so those collection things have to happen during the business hours. But I will say, Mary, people do drop off the glasses at other times. And when I see them out there on the box or in a bag, I bring them in. So it doesn't end at the business hours here, even for the glasses. I'd like to congratulate all the victors in yesterday's election. And at this point, it's probably the highlight of the evening. I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
Second.
Are there any further discussion?
I want to say thank you.
Negative votes.
Thank you.
All right. Meeting's adjourned. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah.
Get home. Yeah.